The following program has been pre-recorded.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Community Matters here on 103.7 WEEI. I'm your host, Scott Cradishi. Glad you could join us. Community Matters is the show that comes your way each and every week and keeps you up to date and in touch with many of the great things happening in and around our communities here in the state of Rhode Island, also in eastern Connecticut and in southeastern Massachusetts. And this morning, it gives us great pleasure to welcome back to the program some members of the Brown Football Program. We do this every time this year, October being Breast Cancer and Cancer Awareness Month. Well, the Brown Football Team holds its annual Bench Press for Cancer every October as well. And joining us to talk about it, we have senior linebacker Sam Smith. Sam, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing great. Thank you for joining us, Sam. And also with us, we have a junior offensive lineman, Danny Thompson. Danny, how are you doing?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you both for stopping by and joining me today. The Bench Press for Cancer. I don't know who wants to tackle this one. Why don't you tell our listeners what it's all about?
Yeah, so Bench Press for Cancer is it's an annual event that we host here at Brown. It's a huge deal for our team. It's something that we really highlight as one of the best days of the year. It's been going on now since 2004, and it's in the legacy of Lawrence Rubida, someone who was a pivotal part of our team and you know, unfortunately passed away from cancer. You know, and Lawrence Rubida's tradition has carried on throughout, you know, throughout his legacy at Brown, even having an award this summer that Sam was able to win.
Sam, talk about that award that you were able to win this summer.
Yeah, it was a true honor. We have a bunch of guys that could deserve that award over the summer. But
what's the name of the award? What's it all about? Who's it go to?
It's the Lawrence Rubida Award. It's you have to stay the summer over the previous summer going in. And it's just about all that Lawrence represented, being a good teammate, and then being kind of just physically attacking the summer and getting ready for the season.
And so the Bench Press for Cancer taking place October 20th. You mentioned in Lawrence Rubida's name. So for those who don't know, Lawrence Rubida was a captain for the team, an offensive lineman, Brown class of 2005. He was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma, which generally affects kids or young adults. And he fought that battle very courageously, lost his life on January the 29th of 2005. But while he was going through that battle, and I remember this well because I was broadcasting Brown football back then, the team decided they wanted to come up with some type of fundraiser to help him and his family with all of the medical costs, because he was flying to the West Coast to the Stanford Medical Center getting treatment while he was going through this. So they came up with this idea, the Bench Press for Cancer. We also had these little wristbands that said never quit. That was kind of the motto, Lawrence's motto, never quit. And so they helped him. And then since his passing, the team has kept this going every year. For many years, the proceeds went to benefit the American Cancer Society. And now for, I would say, the past 10 to 12 years, it's the Cancer Survivorship Program at Miriam Hospital, which, Sam, I'm sure you'd agree, kind of a cool thing, right? I mean, it's A, it's local. B, they're affiliated with Brown University, Miriam Hospital is. And C, you're helping people that are not just battling cancer, but hopefully beating it.
Yeah, it's an amazing thing, and to get the whole football team involved and the whole student body of Brown to come out on the main green and support this cause, it's truly one of my favorite times, and I know it's the team's favorite time here during the season.
So Dr. Fred Schiffman, who's the head oncologist over at Miriam, we kind of partnered up with him to steer the funds in their direction, and he actually recently told me that there was a study done in terms of people that are fighting cancer, battling cancer, that exercise helps their outcome become more positive. Like they compared people who did exercise, people who didn't exercise fighting cancer, and they found that those who did have a better chance of survival and beating it than those who don't. And so what they're doing, he actually is buying memberships for any of his cancer patients at Miriam that want it to the Nelson Fitness Center here at Brown with the money that you guys are raising.
That's incredible. That's just awesome to hear that we're having a direct impact, and you know, getting people in the Nelson Fitness Center is just amazing to hear.
Danny, you're an offensive lineman. Maybe this hits a little closer to home for you because of a guy like Lawrence Rubida, right? Was an offensive lineman himself, was a tackle, was just a terrific player. But I mean, you know, just talk about, you know, kind of what this means to you personally, this event, and why you and your teammates are a part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is an event that I've been hearing about since I was a freshman. And since I, you know, walked in the door, I always saw those pink shirts and took that as a huge source of pride. And that's something that's continued throughout my 3 years here, is seeing people in those shirts and seeing the whole student body come together for this day. It's a huge part of our team and our culture. And speaking specifically to the offensive line room, again, you know, that was a tone that was set that, you know, the offensive line kind of leads this event, and we take a huge, huge source of pride in this event. And that's something that we talked about this week, you know, gearing up for this event, that, you know, this is kind of where we show up and we, you know, we help out as much as we can with it.
So it's Monday, October the 20th on the main green here at Brown University. You guys usually have one or two benches set up with weights. And maybe we should explain to the listeners what happens. A lot of you guys, I think, drum up sponsors, right? And they sponsor you either per rep or they just give you a flat donation. And I know they can also go online, and I'll give that link in just a moment. But talk about what goes on the actual day, Monday, October 20th on the main green.
Yeah, it's a super exciting day. You know, everyone's kind of just going to their classes on a Monday. But, you know, we come in, we bring that energy. There's a ton of us out there. We have the bench press set up right on the main green. It's a beautiful spot. And, you know, anyone that wants to, or even if they want to just, you know, support a friend, take a video, it's a huge opportunity for them to just kind of come in, hang out, and we talk. And then, you know, again, those shirts are for sale, and that's something that continues on throughout the year.
Yeah, so that's an important thing, too, the T-shirts, right? Yep. So every year, Coach Frizz orders up some cool Bench Press for Cancer T-shirts with the year on it, and you sell those on the main green, and all the proceeds go to this event as well. So if you don't want to get on the bench and lift weights, we understand. But, you know, I know there's a guy, I don't know if you know about the legend of the guy from the Ratty.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Guy that works at the Ratty. Like, this guy has, like, I think has the record for either benching the most reps or whatever it is, but he's kind of a legend. Does he still show up every year?
Yeah, every year, and that's something that we look forward to is seeing how much he can put up, and I think he's gotten better as the years have gone on.
So how many reps is he? First of all, what's the weight? I know you can pick the weight, but generally speaking, what are we talking about that this guy does that you guys would do?
I've seen him do 225 usually is kind of where he goes.
Okay, yeah. And how many reps of 225?
I mean, it's probably 30 plus.
Yeah, he gets upwards of 30 for sure.
Wow. So the link for people that want to donate or that want more information, it is brownbears.com/BP, the number 4C, 2025. So that's brownbears.com/BP4C, 2025. And if I'm not mistaken, I think this event has raised hundreds of thousands of dollars since it first started, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think it just grows every year. So it's been awesome.
Sam, you guys as a team, I mean, I marvel at how you guys are able to manage your time. Look, people, I think, listening, some of them might know this, but when you're a student athlete at a Division I school like Brown, first of all, going to class is itself a full-time job and dealing with all the academic rigors that come with going to college. Then you're a football player. That's like having a full-time job on top of being a full-time student. And then you do this other stuff, right? You guys are involved in the community. And this isn't the only event that you guys are a part of, right? It's the Be the Match bone marrow drive in the spring. It's going to Vartan Gregorian School and reading to the middle schoolers. It's a bunch of different stuff. Lead with Love, the Autism Walk. How do you guys manage your time, number one? And number two, why is it so important to kind of give back to the local community?
Yeah, I think the guys on the team do a great job managing their time. And I think that we also recognize how important community service is throughout the team. I know Coach Perry preaches it all the time, how important it is to be involved in not only, you know, football, but the school as well. I mean, me and Danny have been to the Vartan Gregorian School. We've done the bone marrow, and obviously the bench press for cancer is such a good way, but I think our program is just really rooted in community service, and that's just such a value that Coach Perry really preaches.
Danny, you want to add to that?
Yeah, I mean, similar to what Sam was saying, that's something that stems from the leadership and from the seniors. And again, too, I think it's something that we all love to do. You know, you talk about days like Bench Press for Cancer, you know, as Sam was saying, visiting that school, those are the highlights. You know, those are the things that we love to do. And then on top of that, they give so much back to us that that's, you know, the absolute minimum that we could do is at least show up.
So while people are listening to us on the radio, the Bench Press for Cancer will take place in another 9 days, right? As we record this, we are in the middle of the week. You guys are coming off a terrific win over the University of Rhode Island in the Governor's Cup battle. Special night at Centerville Bank Stadium in Pawtucket. Sam, how cool was that to, number one, play the game there, and number two, bring the cup back to Providence?
Yeah, it was an awesome atmosphere. It was amazing getting the cup back to Brown. As a senior, that was honestly one of my favorite wins I've ever had here. It was super special, and I know the whole senior class, let alone the team, just really loved that night, and we're super appreciative of everybody's efforts in getting a win in that game.
Danny, what was it like from your perspective?
Yeah, I mean, it was amazing, and you know, I was really happy that the seniors were able to bring the cup back, and it was so cool to play in an atmosphere like that and see all the hard work that we put in, you know, not only throughout the week but throughout the summer, really pay off in a big win like that.
It's a great stadium, isn't it?
It is.
I mean, awesome. It's really, really nice. I was very impressed with it myself. So the Bench Press for Cancer will actually take place on the Monday following your home game against Princeton here at Brown Stadium. Again, as we record this, you guys will go to Bryant on Friday night. Getting back to the roadie game, Sam, the defense obviously played a large role. Four turnovers, right? I mean, when you're forcing four turnovers from the opposition, that helps.
Yeah, we talked about it all week. Turnovers are going to win us the game, and we showed out in a big fashion. And you know, shout out to all the Elias, Miles, all the guys. You know, Nevaeh had a punch. All those guys, we really preached it in practice, and we got those four turnovers that really changed the game for us.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like, first of all, as you pointed out, every turnover is huge, but I thought it was Elias when he punched out that fumble when they're going in. Like, that was a huge turning point in that football game. Rhode Island's going in for a touchdown. He punches it out. It's a touchback. And then on top of that, your offense comes on the field and marches 80 yards down the field and puts seven. So it's a 14-point swing right there.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, we talk about it all the time as a team. It's feeding off each other, right? So to start the game like that, huge stand by the defense, and then we come out and we have that confidence. And then, you know, throughout that game, we kept coming over the sideline. We kept saying, we got your back, we got your back. And then, you know, building off that throughout the game.
Yep. So let's get back to the Bench Press for Cancer. So do you guys drum up support yourself? Do you call, you know, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, family, friend, and say, hey, you know, you want to sponsor me? I'll, you know, either, you know, a buck a rep or whatever it might be.
Yeah, for sure. We send a link everywhere. We try to get I send it to my dad, my mom, my grandmother actually battles breast cancer in the past, so she's a huge supporter of it. So it's been great.
So your grandmother's a breast cancer survivor?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Congratulations. Well, you need to buy her a T-shirt.
I know.
Find out what her size is.
Always.
Buy her a T-shirt and send it to her.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, similarly, like I'm scrolling through social media and all I see is people reposting this, people getting excited for it. And then, you know, on top of that, for my family, I got people, you know, texting me saying how many reps we're going to do this year and, you know, how can I get a shirt and different things. So it's definitely, everyone's really excited for this.
And I think a lot of Brown football alumni support this as well, right?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Guys that have been a part of this, guys that maybe played with Lawrence, even guys that predate that. Like I know Kevin Seaman is a loyal Brown alum and he sponsors Coach Perry before that, Coach Estes, every year to see how many reps they can put up. So it's nice to see that everybody kind of rallies for this.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah. We get some good competition for sure. We'll see how many reps Coach Frizz can get up to with those sleeves pretty tight.
Well, since you bring up Coach Frizz, why don't one of you talk about Coach Frizz and how important he is to events like this? Because he really spearheads all of them, right? You guys are the ones that are out there and it's your faces. But behind the scenes, the guy that's organizing and making it happen is Coach Frizz.
Yeah, I mean, Coach Frizz is a Brown legend. I mean, he's been around here, and every time that I talk to some sort of alumni or talk to someone who has anything to do with this program, his name always comes up. He's been amazing at communicating things, and, you know, you talked about all the community service events before. Like, that doesn't happen without him. So he's a super pivotal part to this day. And then on top of that, he's pretty good on the bench too. So
all right. I just happened to walk in the OMAC the other day in the back, and that television monitor outside the locker room, I saw a picture of Coach Frizz flexing. Can you tell me what that's all about? I kind of called him out on it. He said, no, that's not me flexing. That's just me every day.
Yeah. That's God's gift, those biceps, Coach Frizz. So, yeah, he swears it. I mean, he can get 315 for a long time from now. So he's the best.
He is. He's a funny guy, too. Does he ever crack any jokes at team meetings?
He will crack some jokes, but most of the jokes stay with us.
Yeah. Probably not fit for the radio, right?
Right.
Yeah. Well, guys, good luck with the Bench Press for Cancer on Monday, October the 20th, and thanks for joining us on the show this morning.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right, it's the Brown University football team's Bench Press for Cancer. It is Monday, October 20th on the main green. What time does it start? Is it 10 a.m.? Do we know?
Yeah. At 9 a.m. it was when it starts. And
okay.
I think we have an 8 a.m. crew that are out there.
Okay, so 9 a.m. it starts and it ends at?
It ends around 3, I believe.
Around 3 p.m., that's right. So people can show up, support, make a donation. You can buy a T-shirt, a Bench Press for Cancer T-shirt. If you want to get on the bench and lift some weights, see how many reps you can do, more power to you as well. That is Monday, October 20th on Brown University's Main Green from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And again, for more information on the event itself, or if you would just like to donate, go to the website brownbears.com/BP, the number 4, C 2025. That's brownbears.com, BP4C 2025. Sam Smith, Danny Thompson, thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having us.
All right, that'll do it for this edition of Community Matters. My thanks to Sam Smith and Danny Thompson. Also want to thank my producer, Laura Minicucci. Most of all, thanks to all of you for tuning in. My name is Scott Cardishi. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Community Matters with your host, Scott Cardishi. If your group or organization would like to be part of the show, email us at communitymatters@weei.com.